This season of DDX is sponsored by Sanofi. The case you're about to hear is a real patient story. A 30-year-old woman was pregnant with her first child. She went into labor and was rushed to the hospital. The delivery was going as planned. But then...
she started to lose a lot of blood during childbirth. The doctor and the midwife were panicked. They had to give her a blood transfusion, and doctors didn't know why she lost so much blood.
This is DDX, a podcast from Figure One about how doctors think. I'm Dr. Raj Bhardwaj. This season, we're taking you inside the minds of doctors who specialize in the most common type of hemophilia, hemophilia A, an inherited bleeding disorder which prevents the blood from clotting properly. Today's case is from Dr. Azusa Nagao, a hematologist at Ogikobu Hospital in Tokyo, Japan. Her case illustrates how hemophilia, once thought to only affect men, can also have a severe impact on women, and why women often go undiagnosed and untreated. Dr. Nagao has been compensated by Sanofi for her participation in this episode. Hemophilia is caused by a change in one of the genes that codes for clotting proteins. Those genes live on the X chromosome. Typically, men have a single X chromosome and women have two. Having two X chromosomes means that even if one copy of the gene is damaged, the gene on the other X chromosome can compensate. For decades, doctors thought this meant women could carry the genetic change without being affected by the disease. We now know that this isn't always the case. But the double X chromosome does mean hemophilia is less common in women. Women account for fewer than 1% of all hemophilia cases. And because it's so rare in women, it also means that symptoms displayed by female carriers are often overlooked. This is exactly what happened to the patient in today's episode. As you heard earlier, she lost an unusual amount of blood while giving birth to her first child. But she recovered from that delivery, and she, and her doctors, didn't think much about it after that. It wasn't until she noticed a problem with her first child, a baby boy, that her own health issues started to make sense.
When her baby was around 8 months old, bruises started to appear. So the mom took the child to a neighborhood doctor. The doctor diagnosed the child with hemophilia and he was referred to my outpatient clinic.
They started treatment for her baby boy. But Dr. Nagao had a hunch that there was more to this case than meets the eye. So she asked the young mother about her history with bleeding.
She had nosebleeds a lot in her childhood. Once it started, it was difficult to stop. And her gums would bleed when brushing her teeth. This was so common since childhood that she didn't know it was abnormal.
Her bleeding got worse when she reached puberty.
Her menstrual bleeding was very heavy from her first menstruation. She was always tired from menstruation.
This patient was losing so much blood during menstruation, she would get winded from light physical activity like climbing stairs. And it was starting to impact her career.
She must take the first day of her monthly menstruation off work. She says she feels dizzy and may faint if she doesn't lie down. Promotions can be challenging if you miss a lot of work.
She was also forced to cancel social outings. Visiting hot springs, or onsen, is a very popular activity in Japan. It's a tradition that's been practiced for thousands of years between family and friends.
There are many hotels for bathing in a hot spring, and Japanese people often stay at such places on weekends. We cannot use hot springs during menstruation. So this patient, she hesitated to travel with friends and loved ones. She had to plan around her menstrual cycle, and if it changes, she has to cancel her trip.
On top of that, the patient recalled her unusual blood loss when giving birth. Hearing this, Dr. Nagao's spidey senses started to tingle. She decided to investigate further.
On the first day we met, I gave her a blood test.
Dr. Nagao wanted to measure factor VIII, a protein essential for blood clotting. If it's low, the body has difficulty reducing blood loss from spontaneous or traumatic injuries. Normal factor VIII levels are above 50%.
The results show that her factor VIII activity was around 30%. So I told her that she was a carrier of hemophilia.
After her diagnosis, Dr. Nagao explained that low levels of factor VIII were the cause of her patient's excessive bleeding during menstruation. She also discusses how a female hemophilia carrier can have a greater risk of bleeding during childbirth. And that's when things started to click for this patient.
After I diagnosed her, she talked about how much she bleed during childbirth, and she felt angry. She felt like she wouldn't have had to go through such a dangerous experience if she had known about her hemophilia.
If doctors knew this patient was a carrier, they would have realized that there was a good chance that her unborn baby boy would have hemophilia. Not knowing this put both the mother and child at risk.
If she knew beforehand, she could choose to have a C-section. C-section is safer when giving birth to a baby boy with hemophilia. There is less intracranial bleeding.
Instead, doctors proceeded with a normal vaginal delivery, which was extremely risky.
A forceps delivery and vacuum-assisted delivery are, of course, very dangerous for a baby boy with hemophilia, and she could have lost her life due to a hemorrhage during childbirth.
Dr. Nagao discussed treatment options and came up with a plan.
We decided to focus on excessive menstruation, which was thought to be the most important factor in lowering quality of life.
First, they tried a type of hormone therapy which stimulates the release of factor VIII that's naturally stored in the body. But this caused severe nausea for the patient. So they switched tactics.
So she decided to inject herself during menstruation. I had her come to the clinic every Saturday when she was off work to practice self-injection. It took about 5 times for her to master the technique.
And her quality of life significantly improved.
She was amazed that such a world existed. She was prepared for the second child and could wait for its arrival with peace of mind.
Even mild hemophilia, if left untreated, can lead to dire consequences. But Dr. Nagao's work also has an emotional impact. She says that Japanese culture is relatively conservative when it comes to discussing menstruation, even with family members or health professionals.
That's exactly why I'm engaged in awareness-raising activities. It is a pleasure to reach out to women and patients and see their quality of life increase. When these women get married, they bring their husband with them. When they become pregnant, I manage their pregnancies. And when they have children, I take care of them. It is a wonderful experience to see how my involvement has improved their prognosis and helped them to live a normal life.
A disproportionate number of women still suffer from hemophilia without receiving proper treatment. The first step to solving this problem is education. Dr. Nagao says that there are doctors who don't understand how hemophilia works in women. Some still believe that being a carrier means a female patient will be unaffected by the disorder. So women are more likely to go undiagnosed and untreated.
With such mindset, they might not even interview women about hemophilia. The idea that carrier can also manifest the disease has only recently been accepted. Getting specialists to adopt this mindset is a challenge for the future.
It's important that doctors ask female patients about menstruation. But Dr. Nagao also says many women might not know what constitutes heavy or excessive bleeding. Simply asking a patient, "Do you have heavy periods?" isn't enough. If a woman has never expressed concerns about her menstrual flow, it's possible that a hemophilia carrier could slip through the cracks. Dr. Nagao has a strategy to prevent this from happening.
Efforts are being made in various countries to popularize the catchphrase 721. It's a self-diagnosis phrase for heavy menstruation that lasts longer than 7 days, changing pads every 2 hours, blood clots larger than 1 euro.
Or blood clots about the size of a quarter. And if you're a doctor who's diagnosed a man with hemophilia, be sure to talk to his female relatives. They may be carriers of hemophilia and not know it.
We want women to know how much suffering they have been through. We can offer them treatment.
Thanks for speaking with us, Dr. Nagao. This is DDX, a podcast by Figure One. Figure One is an app that lets doctors share clinical images and knowledge about difficult-to-diagnose cases. I'm Dr. Raj Bhardwaj, host and story editor of DDX. Head over to figureone.com/DDX, where you can find full show notes, photos, and speaker bios. This season of DDX is sponsored by Sanofi. Sanofi is a global healthcare company that develops and delivers medicines and vaccines for millions of people around the world. Thanks for listening.